Negroni Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney. Hello again. This is show number one, part B. This was the other half of the show that we did initially on Ustream, and I recorded, and a lot of good information, and we just kind of did a basic discussion, and I did have a few people in the chat room. I'm going to try and settle on a date and time to do a live show, as well as do interviews that I record throughout the week. And so, anyway, like I said, this is an experiment in process. It's probably going to be bumpy, but what I want to do is get some information and get some opportunity to have some people talk and get their feelings out there and get them some help. So, at least I'm going to try. So, here we go. Okay, let's say that you've never dealt with a recruiter before. How could someone kind of get started?
There's different kinds of recruiters for different kinds of, jobs.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to need to look for more of an IT or technical type recruiter. And there are different ones even within that sector where there's the more, you have strictly developers, they work with developers. That's a key. And by the way, development is still hot. Even though it's a crappy economy, development is still really hot. But you have your really ultra technical recruiters that deal with development. Then you have the other ones that deal with things like project management, business analysis, QA, stuff like that. So you really want to look at that. But then you also have other, I'm sure there are other industries that have, and I don't know, but I'm sure there are other industries that have recruiters for different types of things. I have a friend who's a paralegal, and I know there's a paralegal type recruiting firm,
right.
And I'm sure there's one for medical type stuff and any, other industry you can think of, but you want to get in touch with recruiters, and you should be able to do that by either going out to the internet and Googling it or talking to somebody else that you work with and say, hey, do you know anything about recruiting, blah, blah, blah. Did you ever work with... I mean, most people know...
Thank you for listening to Roney's Own Radio.
I would say at least...
Please visit our website at jrdonline.com.
As many as you can
and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
Like,
see you next time
knife.
On Roney's Own Radio.
And here's the thing. Twitter is full, and I mean full, of marketers and PR people and all this kind of stuff. And you know what? Why not turn the tables on them and just start pestering them? Say, listen, I need a recruiter. Where can I find one? Because if somebody has a close networking to a bunch of different things, it's a marketer and a PR person. And so that's what I recommend. Get a recommendation from them as well. Yes, Google. Let's check in your skill set. But, use social networking as best you can. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, another one is like to go out to things like, I mean, yeah, Facebook's really more of a social network than it is, than what I would call it. As
Taylor doesn't think so, but anyway.
Well, it really is. I mean, most people look at Facebook.
Here it comes.
Most people look at Facebook and say, okay, this is where I hang out with my friends. And it's true. However, there are other social networks that I think are really good for things like business networking. Plaxo is a good one. LinkedIn is probably one of the best ones. And everybody knows about LinkedIn by now, I would hope, because that's a really good website or social or business network. And that's where I keep my business friends separate from my friends. So
right.
I deal with my business people on LinkedIn. I have some on Facebook, but mostly on Facebook, it's people that I'm friends with. So at any rate, by all means, keep up with that stuff. And don't wait until you've been laid off. And don't wait until you're like, oh, I was just laid off and it's been 2 weeks and I'm starting to think that maybe I should. It's too late at that point in time. You need to get on stuff as soon as you can.
Well, and to tie in with that, we're not trying to belittle or make fun of anybody.
No,
it is
at all.
It
is.
It's a terrible thing
it
to
is.
Be laid off. You know, male, female, whoever, because it makes you feel like a failure, like people don't want you,
yep.
Like you're not worth anything,
yep.
Like you have failed. Okay, that's an awful feeling,
mm-hmm.
And we understand that feeling.
Absolutely.
Even though we have a job right now, I know it's the palpable feeling of getting laid off and walking out that door. I still remember what it what it's like, and it is not fun.
No, nope.
Okay,
but at the same time,
what I'm saying is this: is I've kind of entertained certain topics with certain people on Twitter, and they're kind of like they're giving me the inference like, well, it can never happen to me, and that's what we're talking about. Is don't feel that way. I would start to maybe get some connections, you know, find a recruiter, maybe start to kind of, you know, discuss some things. You can talk to a recruiter before you even need them.
Absolutely.
And they can keep you on a short list and say, well, you know, should I contact you if I have anything? Well, yeah, sure. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. So does it cost anything to use a recruiter?
Some recruiters, yes, but that's only if you're in high management positions like, you know, VPs and executive level. They usually do charge you. But, you know, any kind of other recruiter, they won't charge you to, you know, to just look. They want you to come work with them as much as you want them to do something for you, because they make a commission off of you. That's money in their pocket. And if you're a really good employee, they're definitely going to work hard for you. If you're valuable, if you've got some skill sets that they would love and they know they can market easily, they will absolutely work hard for you and look for you. But again, you can't rely on one recruiter. Don't rely on one. Look to many. When I was laid off for 3 months, I started off with one recruiter, and I slowly realized that I wasn't getting the phone calls daily going, oh, we have you going on this interview tomorrow and this interview the next day. I wasn't getting squat, and I started adding recruiters up the wazoo. I ended up with 8 recruiters, and by the time it was all said and done, I ended up with 3 offers on the table at the same time, literally on the same day, from interviews that I'd gone on, and I ended up taking the one I took. And sometimes I wish I'd taken one of the other ones, but I'm glad, you know, that I did what I did, because, you know, it's been a learning experience. But all that to say, don't just stick with one. Don't put all your eggs into one little basket, because it isn't going to happen. And number two, just get out there and do stuff early. Don't wait for it to happen to you. Don't wait for it, because I'm telling you, when it does happen, and I don't want anybody to think I was mocking anybody, but I have heard people who sit there and, you know, well, I just don't think I can. But then a month later, they're still out of work and they're freaked out, but they haven't done anything. You know, I had lunch yesterday with a really good friend of mine who she's been through layoffs more than I have. And one of the girls she worked with had been laid off back in October, and this girl still hasn't found a job. And by the way, she didn't put her resume out until like a month ago. Okay, so if you're going to spend the last 3 months of the year just wallowing in the misery of it, knowing what you need to do and not doing it, that's when I'm like, look, this is not news, people. This is really not news. This is old information. We're just recycling it because it's timely right now. This is not news. And I know people like this in this particular, you know, workforce. They know these kind of things. So, you know, look, we're just trying to give you the advice to say, be proactive instead of wallowing in the misery and being sad because you didn't do anything about it.
Well, okay, let's put this a little more in perspective. Okay, I think, my opinion, once you are laid off, I think you should take some time. Just take some time. Go to the park. Go somewhere. Just go. You know, there's a friend of mine, and I don't know everyone's situation, but there's a friend of mine who was laid off that has been going to see some television shows being taped, okay? Obviously, you don't want to check out and go into denial and just, you know, whatever. But I think everybody needs some time to maybe a day or two, take a couple of days, kind of, you know, regain your balance, and then hit it as hard as you can.
I'm going to agree and I'm going to disagree.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to agree that I think you do need to take some time because you do need to process the feelings that come with being laid off. No matter whether you're happy about it or unhappy about it, which most people usually are unhappy about it, but believe me, I know there are cases when it's a great thing. But yeah, take the time. But believe me, you still need to get yourself started right away, because the longer you wait, the more you start to get used to this happy-go-lucky lifestyle. Okay. And you think to yourself, oh, see, it's not so bad. I can survive on this. Oh, yeah, if I just trim down here, I can. you start thinking to yourself, maybe I don't need a job after all. Maybe I'm okay. Maybe everything will work out. And, oh, a job's just going to land in my lap. You do. You seriously, I know I've been there. You sit there and think to yourself, oh, business as usual. No, it's not. It's really not. And believe me, you can still get started and you will end up with some time on your hands. Because it just does not happen right away.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Yeah. Okay,
excellent.
We'll be here. Okay, bye. Okay.
I love it.
See, people just stop by. It's in the area. They call us and they just come by. So, all right. So.
But anyways, what I was saying is you're going to have plenty of time. So you do need to take that time, but don't take the time first and then decide to get into it. Get started first and then, trust me, you'll have the
Fair
time.
Enough. We throw out options. Okay, so what we did... When we realized that we had a mountain of debt and we needed to get a handle on it, we cut everything back. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had somebody taking care of the lawn. We had somebody cleaning the house. We had all kinds of things. We had pay channels on the TV, blah, blah, blah. We had it all. And we cut everything out.
We were
everything.
Getting out like every night.
Right.
We cut everything back. Just trimmed it down to the bare bones.
We have some cable television. We do have, one of the last big purchases was a lovely plasma television, which is beautiful.
That was 3 years ago.
Well, but that was last big purchase.
That was last
I
big
recall.
Purchase. Yeah.
We do have HD cable, but it doesn't have any super pay cables, any channels. But that's what we did. And, the sad thing is, you know, it was too late. It was too late because then the whole country went down the drain. So cut back if you can, do the best that you can. Network, use social networkings, get your resume updated.
Here's another one. Even if it's only a little bit of money, tuck some into savings. Spare change you can put into a savings account.
And a lot of people are laughing because I don't know most people in the U.S. that have a savings account.
But seriously, do.
Sure. And,
highly
and
recommend it. Even if it's a dollar a month, anything is better than nothing. Because if you can do that, it may save you one of these days.
You know, questions like, we are not going to offer any advice as far as monetary and legal or anything like that. Uh-huh. But get yourself a qualified person that can answer, financial questions for you. The question always goes through people, what a 401k at my work? What should I do about that? Get a qualified person that can talk to you about that kind of thing and get some questions answered. Okay. eHow is a good place. eHow.com is a good place to kind of get started. Like, where do I start? Because when you get laid off, you're going to feel numb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't know where to start. So I would start there. About.com is another good place, okay? Mashable has some good different sites that can help you. If you're laid off, if you need to get back up on your feet, what to do, where to find work, that kind of a thing. Google.com is all you need. And I'm not trying to be smart, Alec. I'm just saying, just use the internet for what it's for. You know, it's a wonderful place. You can play World of Warcraft and all that. But, you need to use the power of the information that's behind there. So do that.
Yahoo.
Get started. Move forward. Okay. Here's another thing. Getting laid off, money struggles affects everything in your life, your relationships, your family. I've seen people on Twitter that were served with divorce papers. I've been divorced too. Being divorced and being laid off, either of them are no fun. And they both actually, in a certain way, have the same type of feeling.
Yeah.
You feel numb. You feel like a failure. And so, I'm not trying to beat a little women, but I'm telling you, men, only because I'm a guy, it's just, a man feel it stronger because they feel like that they should be the breadwinner and all this kind of stuff. And they, but yeah, I know we've had this discussion, and that's right. fine. But men feel like a failure, and I've seen, and I saw a person on Twitter say, you know, basically in more terms, should I blow my head off? Really? And that's what I saw on Twitter. And I got back to this guy and I said, you know what? I said, you will get through this. I have been divorced. You know, you will get through this, but just don't go crazy. Do not make any look. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. But what I'm getting at is the pressure and the twisting down. It's one thing to say, I'm going to marry a hot chick and I'm going to marry a hot dude and we're going to have four kids and we're going to have a rocking family and it's going to be awesome. And then you lose your job. And then the pressure keeps going from there. Maybe you never had any savings. Maybe you never made any plans. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And then that perfect family that you thought couldn't stand the pressure of life and losing a job, difficulties with the kids, and now you're facing divorce. And now you're facing half of what you do have is gone. So here's the thing. Stick to what's important. Use the time if you are laid off to make a list of what is important. Maybe the job took precedence over relationships. Maybe the job was used as a busier from families. Maybe it's time to focus on relationships, because if you don't have a strong family-based relationship, it's pretty tough. And I know divorces are going to come at this point, you know. Basically, that's how my divorce really finalized, was when I was laid off. So again, it's going to happen. You will make it through. But if you can use the time to focus on what's important, and maybe it's just kind of a restructuring. You know, I got a Facebook response to the response about the show that I pinged out. And the person said, sometimes being laid off is the best thing that could happen in your life. And what I'm going to say is this. Okay, we talked about how bad being laid off is. Mm-hmm. And it is. Okay. But sometimes we stick to a job because we're afraid to do something else. Okay. Yep. And yes, I would say anytime but now, that's a true statement. Sometimes being laid off is the first step to doing something different, doing something new. It's going to be tough now, but you know, I would echo again what my friend is saying is sometimes it can be the best thing. Okay. We're going to come in for a landing. We could talk about this forever. If this is interesting to you, email me jeff.roney@gmail.com. If you have thoughts, if you want to discuss it on the air, I will interview anybody. If you're a recruiter, if you are, an employer, if you have lost your job, whatever, you know, this is important to me because I have friends, I have connections in social networking that I care about, and I am not going to let them slip without saying something, without doing something. I mean, is this going to change the world? Probably not, but it's better than nothing, and I've seen a lot of nothing. Okay, enough of my soapbox. Here's the thing, final thing. Whatever you do, you do something that no one else can do. And you go, Joe, Jeff, that's not true. No, wait. Just hold on. If you're a salesperson, you would be good as a salesperson, as someone who can bring value, who can try and look at what you do on a more high level, okay? If you are a trainer, if you do a job that a part of its training, you may want to consider doing training, because if Obama does complete this transition to green jobs, there's going to be a whole bunch of people. I mean, a lot of people that need to be trained. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of people that need to be trained right now that have been maybe a stock trader and now they're moving into something else. Maybe they were a mortgage broker and maybe they're moving into something else. Here's the thing. Look at what you can do on a high level, not specifically, and not a company that you worked at, but a high level, and then see if you can parlay that somewhere else. Talk to a recruiter, ask them questions, and let them know what you can do. And you know, maybe there is an adult ed class that you can take. Maybe there is some type of training that a new company that can offer you. Throw all your cards on the table. You know, this is tough for everybody. And don't pigeonhole yourself. This could be a time for a change. And you know, I won't make as much money. You know, I don't know. Maybe not. But those are some recommendations I have.
I was going to say, I think that we're going to start seeing some reverting back to, and really the only way to put it is bartering. I know how to create websites. You know how to write software programming. Let's partner up. You either teach me what you know and I'll teach you what I know, or let's jump into business together and start something because I can create the website, you create the software, and let's market it. You know, I mean, I think we're going to start seeing a whole bunch of grassroots movements of people who have skill sets who aren't able to do what, you know, they need to do for the corporate world, and they may rise up against, you know, what's happening. I would love to see that happen. I think it'd be a great thing, and it would get us back to the basics. Everything does not have to revolve around money. Unfortunately, right now, it sort of is being shoved down our throats that's reality, but I think there's more to life than that, and I think we're going to start seeing something like that. At least I hope we do.
Okay, so let's come in for a landing. I think the days of this is my car, this is my thing, this is my whatever – I think is going to shift to this is our thing. And I think just like Colleen said, barter, borrow, use, cooperate, work together. I think that's going to be really the way of the future, because the days of owning something that's just yours, you know, look, you know, I'm already hearing screams out there. Oh, socialism. Listen, what we were doing didn't work. And look, I'm not trying to make a big political statement, but all I'm saying is everybody's hurting. We need to do something, you know, and either the ship's going to go all the way down or I lend my lawnmower to the neighbor across the street because they can't afford one. You see, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, look, share, teach each other how to cook. My goodness, cook at home. Wow, what a concept. You know, and I'm not trying to be funny. But, I mean, I think the Amish people, if they heard what we're going through, are laughing. Probably the biggest laugh they've had in a long time. So you mean these people figured out that all that extra stuff didn't get them anywhere? As a matter of fact, it made them worse? That's actually kind of funny. So if you think about that, I mean, look, the food we get, there's salmonella every other month somewhere. There's some kind of disease and some grow your own food. Like the Amish people do, you know, use mass transit. I mean, if the Amish had a mass transit, they'd probably use it, you know. But think in those ways. I mean, you can have an iPhone, but what are you using it for? Okay. One last thing, and I know I'm going faster. Use groups that you either have a connection to or should have a connection to. Not trying to make my atheist friends mad, but listen, just hold on for a second. Use the church groups that you have, Catholic groups, Methodist groups, Christian groups, all kind of different flavors. You better help each other out. Now is the time to do it. There should be these mega churches. Hello, let's set up little training sessions. Train people to do new careers. It's time to do it now. It's not next year. It's not when we can plan for it. It's not when we can budget for it. It's right now. If you're a podcaster and you can teach people to do something, you darn well better do it now. Help out. Help somebody do something new for their life, for their career. This is the time to do it. And if you can teach people that are just kind of buzzed by your website, you can learn to train and you can do a whole new career. Okay? So, atheist folks, get a group together. We don't believe in God, but we want to help each other change careers. Great, do that. Agnostics, the same thing. Have a Bill Maher building and teach people new careers. I don't care. You know, don't get snippy with people just because they believe in God or not. We're in a crisis, and we need to do some. We need to help some people. And whether you don't agree with them or not, we got to do something. So that's what I'm saying, is Exchange information. Teach people. But do not stay in a corner. Do not stay depressed. If you have a podcast, you better podcast about where you're at. And there's people who have lost their jobs who aren't. I know it's a sad thing. I know it's a thing where you feel like, oh, I can't talk about it. Oh, it's awful. This is the time to talk about it. And if you can't talk to nobody else, talk to me. I'm the crazy podcast that actually cares about people I don't even know. Great. You know, send me an email. I'll do what I can to help you out. But somebody's got to do something. So anyway, now I'm going to take an offering and we're going to end the service with a song. So, okay. Hang in there. That's what we're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It
will get better. But you know what? We're going to have to ride the storm out together. And I think that's the only way we're going to be able to do it. I really just don't see any other way around it. People siloing themselves and tucking themselves in their own little sad little corners and in their own little world isn't going to help them or anybody else. Because guess what? Somebody out there, believe it or not, might actually be in a position saying, you know, I really wish I had somebody I could help. I have all this extra whatever, and I can't, you know, I don't know anybody who needs it because nobody's talking about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
You know, we all have extra stuff that we don't need, and now it's time to give it to somebody who needs it, somebody who would use it, you know. I got stuff in here that I don't use, and it's dumb. So, you know, it's time to think about other people. And I'm talking to me. I'm not laying a trip on anybody else but me. So, okay, hang in there. Take care of what's important. Make yourself a list. What is important? Okay, making money, yeah. But what about relationships? What about family? What about reconnecting? It's hard, I know, but you got to do it, okay? Do not make rash decisions. This is not the time to say that it's not worth living. It's not the time.
Nope.
It's not the time to give up on a marriage. Maybe if you need to really kind of focus on, you know, saying you're sorry. Okay. So whatever it is, and these type of things will come to the surface, guaranteed. So, okay. We care. We're here for you. You know, I don't want your money. This ain't a church.
No. Nope.
But I care about you, you know, and send me an email. Let me know what's happening. We'll talk about this again because it's got to be talked about. So anyway, this is Jeff Roney and
Colleen Roney
in a very different Roney's Own Radio. So hang in there, guys. OK. All right. We'll talk to you soon. See ya. That's the end of the part B of show number one that we did on Ustream initially, and I'm going to be recording some more offline interviews and discussions with people that can either help get a job for you or assist in the process. Also, people who are worried about losing their job or people that have lost their job and the effects that it has on them. We're going to be offering some options for you. I can't make any promises, but at least I want to get the information out there, at least give you an opportunity to talk, get things off your chest. And I think this is going to be a help for some people. And so hopefully more than some. But this is it for now, and we will continue on this discussion. And all I can say is really hang in there. If you need anything from me, the email is jeff.roney@gmail.com. On my website, there's an About Us click, and you can find our voicemail line. Call the voicemail. Leave a voicemail. If you want to be on the show, let me know. I will do whatever I can to record an interview or discussion with you. And like I said, hang in there. This is Jeff Roney. See ya. Thank you for listening to Roney's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roney's Own Radio.